everyone. My name is Miss Lolita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled The Gift That Keeps On Giving, Being Yourself. And the reason I decided to label this particular episode that is because I just had a eureka moment and I could not wait until next week to record this episode because I may have another topic. So I decided to do dual back-to-back episodes so that should something else pop up within the week, I'll be fresh and available to do that episode. But for this one, the reason why I wanted to entitle it that is because I stepped into a moment where I realized the thing that I was criticized the most about ended up being my greatest asset. And that is, believe it or not, not me being witty or funny or intelligent or gorgeous, according to some people, or even likable and relatable and personal. What I have found to be my greatest asset that I have been criticized of is being a person who prays passionately. Of all things, for someone to be criticized of, I would be criticized for being a person who prays passionately for others. Isn't that terrible? I had to laugh because it's ridiculous. Out of everything, people was hating on the fact that others would rely on me for prayer. And I can't take credit for that whatsoever. Shout out to my mother. At times I rebelled and wasn't feeling it due to things I will not disclose, but I can honestly say that being in church sun up, sun down, almost sun up again, and that was all I knew. And even at home, I don't want to use the word forced, but having to be on your knees for hours or what have you as a child praying and, or being in the Bible and things like that. I understand her heart. The methods may not have been the best, but I understood her heart. And fortunately, as time went on, a small church that I ended up joining, because I started off in a mega church at that time, which was Lighthouse Cathedral, with two white female pastors, Pastor Taylor and Pastor Pauline Apalzen. And we had a prayer center in that church. We had an ice cream parlor, fellowship hall, classrooms for Sunday school based upon age range. We had our own campgrounds in Chelsea, Michigan. We had our own church bus. It used to be a Jewish synagogue and entitled Temple Bethel. And so that was the church that I grew up in. They actually marched into the church on my birthday, the day my mother gave birth to me, which was November 20th, 1974. And so once I ran away from high school after graduating from high school, because my mother would only let me out the house to go to the store for her or take the clothes to the laundromat with the wagon. But other than that, I wasn't allowed to leave the house as an adult. So I ended up running away. Can't say running away, but I had to. Long story short, I ended up joining the prayer mission And I wasn't supposed to join the prayer mission, but God works in mysterious ways. I was really close to the pastor there, Pastor Marguerite Stevens. And she was the one who taught me the power of prayer. And I actually got a chance to see it in action. She went about teaching me a different way. She didn't teach me with what she said. She taught me in her approach and how she interacted with me, where she didn't tell me, she allowed for me to witness it and see it. And that's how I learned about the power of prayer. And one episode that I'll share with you that let me know that prayer was powerful and that it did work, and it wasn't something you just throwing up in the air hoping that it happened or something to make you feel better, was two of the young ladies I went to high school with. One of them was considering going to a Chicago trip, and I was the only believer at that time, and the two of them were not believers, and I was also considered somewhat to be the responsible one and logical one. So we was considering going out of town to Chicago. Neither of us had never been out of town before, and so here I am sharing with this 86-87 year old woman who was my pastor. Like, yeah, you know, me and some of my friends are thinking about going to Chicago, and it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. And she didn't say anything. And I don't know why I divulged that information, but I did. Key thing, parents, if you allow for your children to get used to talking to you now, then they will go ahead and share information with you they normally would not share, only because they are used to talking to you. So that's just a side note. So by me being used to talking to Pastor Marguerite Stevens, I will call her Mama Stevens. By me being used to talking to Pastor Mama Stevens, I just blurted that out. I didn't think anything of it because I knew I wouldn't be scolded or reprimanded or what's wrong with you, you should know better, blah, blah, blah type thing. She didn't go about it the approach my mother would generally take. And so after I spoke to her on the phone, it's like one day, maybe 2 days went by, and I just didn't feel the most comfortable about my decision to go out of state, to a state I've never been to, where I don't know anyone, with some young ladies that I didn't know what they would probably be into. So I just happened to be on the phone talking to Pastor Stevens. And so she didn't even bring it up. I just happened to mention it myself. I'm like, you know what? I've been thinking, and I changed my mind about going on that trip. I don't think I should go. And she just started praising God and shouting and giving glory to the Lord. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Why are you doing this? And she said, I had no peace at all about when you told me that. And she said, since those young ladies don't, you know, really know God like that, they will be relying on you to keep them safe. And she said, I will never forgive myself if you happen to be out of state and, you know, and y'all being young and don't know much about the area, and y'all just happen to mention to a cab driver, for example, yeah, we've never been here before, this is our first time being here, and they end up taking you where you shouldn't be and end up causing harm. And she said it just never would have rest well with me at all should something happen to you, as sweet as you are. And she said, and I prayed about it, and I did not want you. She said, I knew I couldn't say anything because I knew you grew up in a very controlled environment. And so she's like, Lord, if you don't want her to go, you're going to have to let her know she's not supposed to go. And she said, and he heard my prayer. And that was when I realized, wow, prayer really does
change things. It really does make a difference. We do have a God who hears and answers our prayer. And that is why I generally end my writings or my recordings with, you know, until I write again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real. Because that, at that moment, I realize prayers really are answered. So when it comes to me praying for other people, I've learned to just tap in and I ask the Lord, like, okay, especially from childhood up, but especially from that moment on, always ask the Lord, how should I pray for this person? How should I go about it? Because I don't know all of the details. There may be details even a person who is requesting prayer do not know details about. And so I ask the one who knows all things how to accurately pray. And I've actually had some individuals criticize the passion of my prayer, criticize the fact that they may have had a loved one or a best friend reach out to me for prayer rather than reaching out to them. And then it's like, if regretfully, it has even got to the point where some people feel like they can't pray when they hear me pray. But that has nothing to do with it. This is not a sprint. This is not even a race or a competition. It's basically communicating with the one who loves and created us in a way where others can relate and they know and sense and feel his love when we intercede and pray on their behalf. So I just wanted to go ahead and share that the one thing I was actually criticized about ended up being one of many of my greatest assets. So I want to share with all of you, whatever it is that God has given you, be bold about it, be courageous about it, but don't be obnoxious with it or criticize others for not doing it precisely how you do it. There's multiple ways to get to a destination, be it on foot, train, automobile, or plane, and how you get there will only be a matter of time. So that's all I would like to leave you with for this Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. There is my Guy Giving University Publishing LLC publisher's page, and that is on WordPress.com. It's the acronym for Guy Giving University Publishing LLC. My publishing platform is also located on Instagram and Facebook. I have a Facebook author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong, but you can find it the fastest way by having the capital O-N-L-Y, the number one, L-A, which is only one law. Last but not least, I also have my personal webpage, which is lalitawilliams.com. It is LalitaWillims.com. I will be at Detroit's 4th Annual Festival of Books Saturday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Shed 5. And if you are an avid book reader or you just love the ambiance of being around authors, come on down, visit your girl. Hopefully you will be in a position to make some purchases. I will have my material available, and hopefully I will have another book, an audiobook, available soon. I am on Audible, and I am also on iTunes and Amazon. Well, that concludes our Keep It Simple series episode for the week. And until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real. And remember to pray for those who have criticized your gift because they were so busy looking at you shining, they didn't realize that they could shine as well. God bless.